This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. We're discussing landowner conservation partnerships, and the Canadian River Cooperative Weed Management Area is a wonderful example. A group with a common goal, consisting of agencies, non-governmental organizations, and landowners, working together to control invasive plants along the banks of the Canadian River in the Texas Panhandle and western Oklahoma. Consider the problem. For eons, naturally occurring wildfire helped keep trees few and far between on the range. When Europeans populated the West, they suppressed fire. And over decades, woody plants like the eastern red cedar encroached onto the plains. A century ago, landscapers imported the Russian olive, a tree praised for its ability to thrive where almost no other tree would grow. Yeah, well, be careful what you ask for. Now that tree is considered by many to be a noxious weed.
Russian olive and salt cedar are actually plants that were brought in from other continents, and they've escaped from where they're planted. They were brought in as ornamentals. Eastern red cedar, on the other hand, is a native plant, but historically was very rare. It only grew in places that fire could not reach. With fire suppression, of course, red cedar spread all over the landscape.
That's Terry Bidwell, professor of natural resource ecology and management at Oklahoma State University Stillwater. Those trees sap moisture, which otherwise would nurture grass, and there's more.
The main things that any of these plants change, though, where the negative impact comes to the environment, is a change in habitat structure. Wild animals key in on visual cues, and when you get a different structure, like along, say, in the Canadian River, it will displace some species and perhaps allow other species to come in.
The Nature Conservancy's Chris Hise at Arnett, Oklahoma, says the trees now occupy many hundreds of thousands of acres of formerly open prairie.
And it's causing some real problems for ground nesting birds, lesser prairie chickens and bobwhite quail, who don't really handle vertical objects in their habitat so well. It's also a big problem for the ranching industry because eastern red cedar, the trees grow very low to the ground and they shade out grasses and other plants.
Shade out grasses and other plants, and these invasive trees take over acres of rangeland that could be used for grazing. Those trees are very thirsty. Removing them keeps more water in the river, increases water for irrigation and the amount of forage for stock, reduces the likelihood of fire, and provides habitat for wildlife. This problem is so widespread, and the cost to control them so high. In 2007, the National Wild Turkey Federation began working with 32 other conservation groups and natural resource and wildlife agencies to address the need for habitat restoration.
Individually, none of these agencies or none of these entities or National Wild Turkey Federation are large enough to tackle these huge landscape problems. But together, through these large collaborations, we can bring different things to the table to attract landowners for voluntary participation. All of this is happening along this reach of river in Texas and Oklahoma, totally and completely through voluntary participation by private landowners.
That's Gene Miller, a regional biologist for the National Wild Turkey Federation based at Canyon, Texas. He helped organize the weed management area. Miller worked with Clint Rollins, a Natural Resources Conservation Service range management specialist at Amarillo.
Between Gene Miller and myself, we were instrumental in getting the amount of acres that we've got treated so far completed. It's been a very worthwhile project. It's just we're talking about an enormous amount of primarily salt cedar that's actually in the Canadian River itself. So we got a lot of work ahead of us.
Learn more about landowner conservation partnerships and hear archived episodes of this program on the website PlayaCountry.org. Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. The program is made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures.